it's pretty timely, actually, to be having this at this time. We hope you enjoy the show. There will be announcements at the end as well. But sit back, relax, join in, and have a good time.
In Oklahoma Territory, in 1906, in Farm Girl Lori Williams' yard, her Aunt Ellen looks forward to a beautiful day ahead.
There's a bright golden hue on the meadow. There's a bright golden hue on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing right up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. He and Lori tease each other. There will be a box social dance that night, which includes an auction of lunch baskets prepared by the local girls to raise funds for a schoolhouse. The man who wins each basket will eat lunch with the girl who prepared it. Curly asks Lori to go with him, but she refuses, feeling that Curly had waited too long. He attempts to persuade her by telling her that he will take her in the finest carriage money can buy. Join in number two when we get to that point.
When I take you out with me tonight, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gig you'd ever see.
Together, two. Chicks and ducks and geese that are scurrying. When I take you out in Surrey, when I take you out in Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy boats will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With large glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'm here to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on.
He's the fourth best looking guy here. The fifth one left.
No, he's still the fifth.
She teases him about it until he says he made it up to get back at her. Lori flounces off, not realizing that Curly had lent it such a rip. The lonely, disturbed farmhand, Judge Rye, has become obsessed with Lori and ask her to the dance. She accepts to spite Curly, although she is afraid of Judd. Meanwhile, Cowboy Will Parker returns bedazzled with a lot of souvenirs from a trip to modern Kansas City.
I got to Kansas City on a Friday.
By Saturday I learned a thing or two. For up to then I didn't have an idea of what the modern world was coming to. I come at 20 guests, buddies going by themselves. Almost every time I took a walk. Next I put my ear to a male telephone, and a strange woman started to talk. Try me, number three. Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They went about as far as they could go. They went and built a skyscraper 7 stories high, about as high as a building on Tim Road. Everything's like a dream in Kansas City. It's better than a magic lantern show. You can turn the radiator on whenever you want some heat. With every kind of comfort, every house is all complete. You can watch an oblivion in the rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they could go. They've gone.
Which, according to Ado Annie's father, Andrew Carnes, is the money he needs to marry Ado Annie. Unfortunately, he spent all the money on gifts for her. Later, Ado Annie confesses to Lori that while Will has been away, she has been spending a lot of time with Ali Heckam, a Persian peddler. Lori tells her she'll have to choose between them, but Ado Annie insists she loves them both. It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I know what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I hear a lot of stories and I reckon
singing in number five.
Many a new face will please my eye, many a new love will find me. Never I once looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do.
One more time.
Many a new face will
questioning Annie about their relationship, he forces Hacken at gunpoint to agree to marry her. Hacken and the other men lament the unfairness of that situation. It's a scandal. It's an outrage. How a gal gets a husband today. When the moon is bright, then you tie to a contract so you make it every night.
It's a scandal, it's an outrage, when her family's around you and say, you gotta take and make an honest woman out of Nell. To make you make her honest, she won't lie like hell. It's a scandal. It's an outrage on our manhood. It's a lot. Where is the leader who will save us and be the first man to be shot?
Curly discovers Lori is going to the box social with Judd and tries to convince her to go with him instead. Afraid to tell Judd she won't go with him, Lori tries to convince Curly and herself that she does not love him.
Why do they think of stories that bring my name with yours? Why do the neighbors chatter all day?
Don't throw the gates at me. Don't please.
concerned about Judd's behavior, goes to the smokehouse where Judd lives to talk with him. Andrew suggests that since Judd does not feel appreciated, perhaps he could hang himself. And everyone would realize how much they care about him.
Poor Judd's dead, poor Judd Friday's dead. All gather round your coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold and he wasn't very old. Oh, why did such a feller have to die? Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene.
And serene.
He all laid out in rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean.
So clean.
Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends a weep and wail.
Miles around,
Daisy in the bell will give out a different smell, because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead, a candle lights his head. Feeling sad, cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend is gone for good.
Good.
And join us number 7.
Yeah. point, Lori falls asleep. Her dreams convince her that Curly is the right man for her, but it is too late to change her mind about going to the dance with Judd. He has come for her, and they leave for the Bot social. During the social, there's an upbeat square dance. All together now, number 9.
The barber and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the barber and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but there's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should be on pals. Cowboys dance with farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gal.
One more time.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends. The farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow. But there's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should sing together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Yeehaw! Hey, Will and Annie, try to work out their differences. You have to be a little more standoffish.
Have to be a little more standoffish when fellas offer you a buggy ride.
I'll give an imitation of a crawfish and dig myself a hole where I can hide.
I heard he was kicking up some capers when I was off in Kansas City, Mo. I heard some things you could print in the papers from fellas who were talking like they know.
Ma, I only did the kind of things I oughta, sorta. To you, I was as faithful as can be. For me, those stories about the way I lost my bloomers, rumors, they are a tempest in a pot of tea.
The whole thing don't sound very good for me.
Well, you see,
I go and sold my last wild oats. I cut out all shenanigans. I save my money, don't gamble and drink in the get back room down at Fleming's. I give up lots of other things a gentleman never mentions. But before I give up what anymore, I want to know your intentions. With me.
Sing along.
Wait a minute, one more time. You were doing right, we were doing right, it was her.
With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between, it can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one woman man, hold a lot of time, all complete with slippers and light. Take me like I am or let me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me.
Judd confronts Lori about his feelings for her. When she admits she does not return those feelings, he threatens her. She then fires him as her farmhand, screaming at him to get off her property and calling for Lori or Curly for help. Curly reassures her and proposes. She accepts.
Mm-hmm.
let people say we're in love. Who cares what happens now?
Just keep your hand in mine. Your
thank you for our dear global director,